Good morning. This is Long Island Morning Edition on 88.3 WLIW-FM. Heard in Western Suffolk on 96.9 FM. I'm Michael Mackey. A surge of young patients with respiratory syncytial virus, or RSV, and influenza has forced Long Island's two children's hospitals to add beds to meet the growing need, officials said yesterday. We are running well over capacity, Dr. Charles Schlein, chair of pediatric services at Northwell Health, said. He noted both the hospital and emergency department at Cohen Children's Medical Center in New Hyde Park in Nassau County, Long Island, are incredibly crowded, a scenario seen at children's hospitals across the United States. More than 75 beds have been added to handle the increase in pediatric patients. In addition, the Nassau County Hospital's 37-bed intensive care unit has been operating at 15 to 20% above capacity, doctors said yesterday at a news conference at Northwell's New Hyde Park corporate offices. Schlein added that the hospital is able to take care of all patients that come to the hospital that need hospitalizations. Officials at Stony Brook Children's Hospital in Suffolk County said in a statement that it has been operating at full capacity at our hospital and outpatient facilities in order to care for all pediatric patients who walk through our doors. Lisa L. Colangelo reports on Newsday.com that RSV is a common respiratory virus that most children have typically had by the time they are 2 years old. But several years of COVID-19 protocols, such as masking and social distancing, have decreased or eliminated exposure to the other viruses. Calverton and Manorville residents will rally today for clean water after a joint funding request by the Suffolk County Water Authority and Riverhead Water District was denied by the state this month. Alec Lewis reports on RiverheadLocal.com that the rally is organized by Citizens Campaign for the Environment and will take place at the Manorville Firehouse on Silas Carter Road at 11 o'clock this morning. The Thanksgiving menu for Calverton is turkey, stuffing, gravy, and a side helping of toxic chemicals, said Adrian Esposito, the executive director of Citizens Campaign for the Environment. PFAS chemicals are carcinogens, and the stakes are high. This community needs clean drinking water, said Ms. Esposito. Residents have argued for the last 3 years that the private wells servicing the homes in the town of Riverhead are impacted by or threatened by chemical contaminants from the former Northrop Grumman manufacturing plant in Calverton. Riverhead Town officials came to an agreement with Suffolk County Water Authority officials to work jointly on an extension for the 64 homes in the Riverhead Town area. The public authority was working on its own project on the Brookhaven Town side of Manorville. Turkey trots are back in Matatuck and Montauk on Thanksgiving morning. Beth Young of East End Beacon reports that the Matatuck Cutchog Turkey Trot to benefit the High School Senior Scholarship Fund starts at 9 a.m. tomorrow. You may register online or in person at 7:30 Thanksgiving morning at Matatuck Junior Senior High School. Montauk's 46th annual Turkey Run for Fun, which benefits the Montauk, East Hampton, and Springs food pantries and Meals on Wheels, begins at 10 a.m. on Thursday. Bib pickup begins tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. at the Circle in the center of downtown Montauk, or today from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Montauk Visitor Center. The Village of Southampton, hoping to minimize the number of empty storefronts downtown, is considering a registry for commercial properties that are vacant along Main Street and Jobs Lane. Grant Parpan reports on Newsday.com that Mayor Jesse Warren proposed the registry at the village's November 10th meeting, saying he hoped it would put pressure on a small number of property owners with chronic vacancies to find tenants. He said the move also could level the playing field for small business owners seeking fair market rents. Some landlords simply do not want to transact, Warren told Newsday. They have plenty of offers, but they're not taking anyone up on their offers because they're either waiting it out to get above market rates or they are potentially using the vacancy as a tax write-off, said the mayor. A public hearing on the registry proposal is scheduled for December 8th at 6 p.m. The Southampton Village Board may vote to approve the registry that evening, according to Mayor Warren. Establishing the registry would create a database that small business owners looking to set up shop in the village could use to contact potential landlords, the mayor said. Owners of vacant storefronts would be required to pay a small fee to sign up for the registry. Anyone whose storefront has been vacant for more than 30 days who does not register would be subject to a fine. Storefronts occupied by returning seasonal businesses would be exempt. Mayor Warren, who owns a business downtown, said the idea for the registry came after first exploring a vacancy tax, which he learned is not permissible under state law. Suffolk County legislators voted yesterday to grant subpoena power to a bipartisan panel created to investigate the source of the September 8th cyber attack on county government. The legislature last month announced creation of a panel to investigate the source of the hack that led to the theft of county data and shut down some county functions for more than 2 months. Vera Chinesi reports on Newsday.com that a procedural resolution on Tuesday's general meeting agenda granted committee members the power to administer oaths and affirmations and compel the production of books, papers, and witnesses related to the investigation. The measure passed 18-0. Suffolk County legislator Anthony Piccirillo, a Republican from Holbrook, chairman of the Government Operations and Information Technology Committee, will head the panel, on which legislative presiding officer Kevin McCaffrey, a Republican from Lindenhurst, also will sit. No other members have been announced, but they are expected to include legislators from both parties. The committee's mission is to determine the source of the breach and the circumstances that led to it, according to lawmakers. The Friends of the Shelter Island Library's annual Turkey Plunge returns to Crescent Beach this coming Saturday, November 26th at 11 a.m. It will be held rain, snow, or shine, though the weather forecast is rather nice. Participants are welcome to come in costume. Literary characters are a favorite. There are registration fees. You may register in advance online at shelterislandpubliclibrary.org. This Saturday morning, you may also register right before the Crescent Beach Plunge. On the North Fork, the Oyster Ponds Historical Society's Beach Plum Holiday Shop will be open again this year, starting this Saturday from noon to 4 p.m., with unique gifts, decorations, ornaments, North Fork art, traditional crafts, and OHS merchandise. A report by a Stony Brook University researcher says that Long Island municipalities should explore the possibility of installing mechanical sea gates at the inlets that lead from the Atlantic Ocean into the South Shore estuaries to hold back flooding of low-lying coastal areas during hurricanes. Michael Wright reports on 27East.com that the report from a study conducted by Malcolm Bowman, Ph.D., an oceanography professor at Stony Brook School of Marine and Atmospheric Sciences, said that having sea gates at the six inlets along the South Shore during Superstorm Sandy a decade ago would have reduced severe flood damage. The gates, which would likely need to be stalwart structures of steel and concrete, could be installed in the fairways of each inlet from the Rockaways to Shinnecock. They would stand open most of the time, Bowman says, but when a hurricane approached, they could be closed, stemming the rush of storm surge into the bays, which caused extensive damage even far inland of the South Shore's barrier islands during Superstorm Sandy. Think of them like a saloon door, Bowman said, while presenting the results of his report to the Long Island Regional Planning Council last week via Zoom. They're mainly open 99.9% of the time, but if a hurricane is coming up the East Coast, they can be closed. The study was funded by the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation with money from Superstorm Sandy federal aid package. Dr. Bowman also proposed that large water bodies like Great South Bay could be outfitted with baffles on the bay bottoms that reduce the heights of the waves. This has been Long Island Local News on Long Island's only NPR station, WLIW-FM. I'm Michael Mackey.